On a Thursday night after work, I meet up with a group of friends at one of their houses in Waco. It's only 6:30, but it's already pitch black outside, which is pretty perfect, because tonight we're going to be playing Ding Dong Ditch.
Are you ready to go? You ready to do some Ding Dong Ditch? We're going to show you the healthy way to Ding Dong Ditch.
Like you just heard, this isn't your typical game of Ding Dong Ditch. I'm standing in a wood-paneled entryway with seven other people. Five adults, one sixth grader, and a baby. This group isn't about to spend the night ringing the doorbells of unsuspecting neighbors for sport. It's exactly 1 week before Thanksgiving, and these friends, who are all members of the same church, are about to do their annual holiday outreach.
This is a Thanksgiving outreach for our church, and we call it Ding Dong Ditch because we just leave it on the front porch of the people's houses, and we knock and then run, and we kind of stay down the block a little bit to make sure that they come out on their porch and get their stuff. But that's what we're doing tonight.
That's Sam, or at least that's what I'll be calling him. I've changed all of the names for this story because these friends wanted both themselves and their church to remain anonymous. As Sam explains while we're driving to the first house, anonymity was one of the main reasons they began making Thanksgiving donations Ding Dong Ditch style about 4 years ago.
We found that when we would go over to people's houses, we used to like to, you know, like take pictures with them and, you know, get to meet the family and talk to the children. And we analyzed why we did that, and it was mostly for our own benefit and not for theirs. And so we cut that part out because we found that, you know, that people were getting embarrassed by our actions, and that's certainly not the intent of what we were trying to do. And so we think it's better if we're just anonymous and they just open the door and receive food, and it's really cool.
The group finds out about families in need through referrals from friends and coworkers. We're about to spend the next hour and a half or so crisscrossing Waco to drop off food at four different homes. Still trying to picture how this is all going to play out, I turn to Sam to discuss strategy.
If it looks like a long run, we'll usually park pretty close. And then we'll all kind of get out. We'll divvy up responsibilities, who's going to carry what. We kind of jog to the door, set it all on the front porch, and knock and try to get out of there before anybody spots us. And we'll usually leave the trail car behind, and they'll make sure that whoever is at the house opens the door and sees the food.
Also sitting in Sam's white pickup truck with us is his daughter, Sarah. Before we get to the first house, I ask her why she thinks it's important to make sure people have a meal on Thanksgiving.
I think it's important because it's a time to gather with your family and just kind of say what you're thankful for. And I think it's important to feast because food is the best and because it's a really good way to communicate with your family.
Sarah calls dibs on knocking on the door as we approach the first house. It's right on the corner, and Sam tells me the family room is toward the back of the house, giving us plenty of time to get away unnoticed. A faint light is glowing in the back, and it's true. Right at the front, it's completely dark. After parking, we hop out of the car and start to make our way across the small lawn, leaves crunching beneath our feet. Sam and Nate, who's been driving in a second car, put the turkey, drinks, and other fixings on the concrete landing. And then Sam gives Sarah the cue.
Hey, knock it.
As soon as she knocks on that door, we are racing back to the car.
Did I knock loud enough?
Yeah, you did. You did a good job.
As we're pulling away, the door opens a crack, and a woman who's been caring for her sick sister starts picking up the food.
How does it feel to see them pick it up right away?
It feels like we just gave a family happiness for their Thanksgiving.
How do you feel?
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. I like it. I like when they, especially like when they pick it up, because I can drive away with peace of mind knowing that the food made it to the people we intended it to. So that's important.
For KWBU, I'm Becky Fogel.